This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some rain today could help with the work controlling the NCAR fire near Boulder, but people nearby could see smoke for the next week. The fire is around 70% contained. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused it. Firefighters made progress overnight on a wildfire burning east of Estes Park. The fire is burning on private land and in the Roosevelt National Forest. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office issued evacuation orders near Soul Shine Road, south of U.S. Highway 34 last night. A bipartisan bill in the Colorado State House that will make sure walk-in crisis centers provide mental health care to those who need it. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill also clarifies that crisis centers must give services for mental health and substance use disorders. The services can also be provided to youth of all ages, even without the consent of a parent or guardian. Efforts to improve and shore up Colorado's behavioral health system is a top priority for lawmakers in both parties. A large chunk of funding for the changes will come from one-time federal COVID relief. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
While college basketball has been getting a lot of attention, University of Denver men's hockey is one win away from a shot at their national championship. Basketball has the Final Four. The Pioneers are among the Frozen Four. They play Michigan next week for a chance to compete in the NCAA hockey finals. There's rain today for Denver in the Front Range and western Colorado, and snow in the mountains today and tomorrow. Metro highs in the 50s, Grand Junction 57 this afternoon, some clearing in the west on Wednesday. In the mountains, that snow continues through tomorrow and kind of off and on through the rest of the week. At lower elevations, things ought to be clearing up and getting warmer toward the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.